Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Checkpoint XP on Campus. Now we are recapping the Harrisburg Invitational from last weekend, and joining us on the show is Cody Elson, head coach out at Northwood University. These guys pulled out an amazing win at the Invitational in Overwatch, so we figured we'd bring him in. Cody from Northwood, thank you for joining us on the show today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I think it's my second time back on the show, and it's always fun. Excited to be back.
That's right. Now, Coach Elson here was a part of our Collegiate Esports Roundtable episode that was sort of a progenitor to Checkpoint XP on Campus. And so we are happy to have you back. If you're on the show twice, that makes you a friend of the show. So you are now Coach Elson, friend of the show. And so we definitely want to say congratulations on that big win. You know, how are you and the team feeling knowing that you guys had to go through, some of the most talented teams in Overwatch in the country in order to solidify this win?
We're unprepared, but we really had no idea how we were going to play against Harrisburg and Maryville. From a talent standpoint, we probably assembled the best mechanically skilled team in all of Collegiate Overwatch. I mean, we have two that are in contenders right now consistently, two that go in and out of contenders, and then we have two players that haven't touched the game for 6 months. So it was an interesting thing there, but you know, believe it or not, you know, a lot of these guys that switched to Valorant, is kind of making their aim a little cracked on when they come back to Overwatch. They just kind of actually have improved a little bit. So, like, Tyler has been, you know, I think he's going to sign to a pro team for Valorant any day now. He's unbelievable. But his aim on Ashe and his Sombra play was insane, just so on point. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of these games translate mechanically well. No, it was great. We're excited. There wasn't a whole lot of scrim time going into this. It was more so just preparation for, you know, what are we going to run, kind of play as a team. Because every day these guys are scrimming 4 to 6 hours with their, you know, contenders teams. So they're already putting a lot of work into the game, and it's kind of just translating that into the collegiate side. So, yeah, we felt great. I mean, everybody was we had no idea. Like, we didn't know if we were going to get first. We didn't know if we were going to get knocked out top eight. It was our first collegiate experience in tournament as a team. We had Overwatch last year, but obviously it was a little bit different level of skill compared to this one. So it was kind of a first for everybody. It was exciting. I mean, everybody was thrilled. So I can tell you that. We're still kind of like on a high over it right now.
It's absolutely wild to me that you guys were like, yeah, we didn't really know how we were going to do as you beat Maryville. Like, that baffles me. Like, who's the shot caller on the team?
It's got to be more. So, not to like talk about recruiting, but we're actually replacing our hit scan and our main support that just won that right now, maybe as soon as January. Morb is kind of like known as one of the biggest brains in the Overwatch industry with coaching with like Angry Titans and contenders and a couple teams. And yes, he's young, but he will actually be transitioning into mainly just the head coach of the Overwatch team in the next year. And he's obviously the shot caller in game, being on main support. It's kind of like natural for him. And he's definitely like, it's just huge brain. Like him and then like Dynasty working together, the Symmetra plays, like it was just nuts. The sound barriers were so clutch too. Yeah, it was nuts. I mean, we kind of didn't run meta necessarily for what's going on. I'm kind of like, my kids sometimes get frustrated with me with all our games. I hate to actually run what everybody else is running all the time. I think sometimes you against Harrisburg, for example, I don't know if it would have been 3-1 if we just matched them and played meta, right? I think we actually caught them off guard, and they probably haven't seen a Symmetra in freaking probably since last year at some time against a lower level type team, but not, you know, Dynasty, who I think is going to get picked up by the Overwatch League eventually.
I'm curious about some of those calls, because like you said, there were a lot of off meta picks. There were moments where, you know, you guys' composition forced you guys to slow down a little bit. There were moments
primarily Zarya and D.Va.
Exactly. There were moments where you guys went full blown hit scan, which again is something that a lot of times may not necessarily be the best call, but it, you know, paid dividends for you guys. You know, are you making those calls on a map by map basis, or are you looking at how the team is setting up based on the meta and sort of trying to play counter meta?
I think it's kind of like seeing what the other team's doing, just because, I mean, Overwatch is kind of weird, right? Like, and another thing too is like there isn't actually live coaching for HUFest, so they're playing these whole maps without any contact with me. It's kind of, it's just the rules, right? And especially with the pandemic, it's different for me because usually they'd be in the arena playing. They all played that from their dorms, so it was more so like in between games, kind of like talking quickly. But you can't really talk, you know, in between your opponents. But I can't jump in while they're playing Harrisburg or Maryville, so I was kind of relying on them to do that themselves. And most of the time, if you notice, they kind of just picked like the same comp to start. And then based on what they're running, which I mean, cause like, Harrisburg absolutely threw us for a loop with how good Elk was on May. Like that, we were like getting stomped by him on May. They were holding us in spawn for a while. Like it was brutal. And then, you know, just figuring out how to get around that. I mean, quite honestly, like, there's no secret. The whole thing was pretty much played around EMPs. The whole tournament. Like, that's literally what it was saving alts, using EMP at the right time, wiping with coalescence. Like, literally, that's kind of what we did. And it's not really what they're used to doing in scrims or anything. But not saying it's kind of, like, treated like ranked and, like, adapting. But it's just adapting to what the other team's doing versus trying to come out with some, you know, play. I think everybody's seen everything in Overwatch at this point, where you're not necessarily going to surprise anybody right away, but you can adapt, not necessarily countering the normal way you'd see something countered. Because I don't think you necessarily see many people switch to an Ashe randomly, like when when we did against Harrisburg. I don't think they expected us to pick Ashe there. We switched off of Sim, Ashe Reaper, just not really what they expected, and it worked.
Yeah, when you guys were preparing for this, was like adjustability like a topic you like focused on? Because I noticed while watching that like you guys would maybe struggle for like 2 minutes. So it's like, oh, we're just being too aggressive. And then instantly you just slow down, take the points, set yourselves up. And then like on map two of the finals, where in the beginning, Maryville was kind of rolling. And then you guys were like, oh, well, that's because we're just throwing ourselves out there. So what if we just don't do that and let's just stay inside? And then you guys lock down that point. So it was like adjustability, like a big bullet point for you guys. Is that
it's kind of like the whole. I mean, not saying the whole point of Collegiate Overwatch, but for us, that's our strategy going into the year. It's not, we're not trying to over prepare for every team because everything shifts so much. They update the game so much. There's no sense in beating for a month the strategy in and then like totally being dismantled because, you know, Jeff wants to make Brig unplayable again. Like, you know what I mean? It's just it's just one of those things where like there's no point. It's all about the adaptability. And again, it's majority of them like doing that in game with them. They're just being smart. Like our, you know, Akash, our main tank, is unbelievable. He's known as being one of the best Winstons in the game, even though Winston doesn't really come into play a whole lot. And sometimes you know, on Reinhardt, it's kind of like pulling him back a little bit to throwing that shield up and stop swinging so much, just kind of like, you know, play main tank a little bit. And that's kind of what you saw like when Harrisburg was trapping us in spawn. I was just trying to kind of get him to slow things down. And then the other thing too, we start slow. I mean, there is like a time value strategy that we haven't really implemented much with this team, but they kind of naturally do it on this team, is sometimes like burning a minute or a minute and a half and slowing things down just to build alts and wipe is better than trying to go take two team fights. You know what I mean? It just kind of just depends. Like
it's almost like a rope-a-dope strategy, right? Where it's like, you know, let's let them expend all their energy and all their strategy and all the things that they want to do positionally, so we could build alts and figure out what they're doing, and then we're able to counter effectively. But I definitely want to talk about, you know, the clinching map, which was on Ilios, which is I mean, it feels like I picked this apart, this map, because first of all, Ilios is my favorite map. I'm a fire main, so it has to be my favorite map by default. But, you know, watching this map and seeing how you guys were able to not just be flexible, but also play things like the Rhyne Zarya on. I mean, that is just it's almost ill-advised to play that tank lineup on Ilios, and you guys not only made it work, but you almost made it look like that's what you're supposed to do on that map. You know, walk us through a little bit. Like you were saying, they make those calls on the fly because you're not able to talk to them. But when you're seeing that map unfold, are you able to go, I remember when we talked about that, or I remember, you know, us scrimming that, you know, walk us a little bit through that championship clinching match.
Yeah, I mean, like, the Ryan Zarya thing honestly kind of goes just into the fact that, you know, this isn't six contenders players against six contenders players. Sometimes when you have a clear advantage, like we did on off-tank against every team, because Kyle Mann is just nuts.
I was about to ask about him.
That's just, like, the end of the day, like, he's just an ungodly Zarya.
How much fun does he have when he plays Zarya? Yeah, it looks like when he's playing Zarya, he is just loving every second of his life. He's so good.
I mean, we basically had like two Zaryas with Symmetra for a while, like literally Symmetra Zarya just melting. Like that's kind of what they did. And then they just changed here and there. But yeah, no, like the whole thing with Ryan Zarya too is like when you're kind of focusing on EMPs a little bit, being able to protect, you know, sometimes, like, especially with Tyler not being like playing a lot last 6 months, kind of like giving him a chance to protect himself a little bit with Ryan. Like, we literally just kind of, like, you can, like, if you EMP correctly on Ilios, right, and you have a Ryan swinging and they can't move, that's a lot of damage that's being done by Ryan. It just depends. You know, I quite honestly don't know exactly what was going through their head the whole time, right? But, like, I could tell it's that last map, because, you know, it was 2-2. Don't get me wrong, that championship map was really close. That last map was kind of a blowout, but... it was just getting back to letting them play what they're best at. Like, just let them, like, sometimes when you're just mechanically better, it doesn't really matter what the meta is. And I'm not saying we're mechanically better on every role in all teams, but there's definitely some clear advantages, you know, when you do a team matchup. Like, obviously, the tank difference was huge. And obviously, you know, Maryville, they have an international tank. And I believe he might still be playing from in Europe, and that's like another thing too. Like, they had a little bit of a disadvantage there that we probably kind of took advantage of inherently, just because ping difference.
Ping, yeah.
And yeah, no, the tank difference was huge there. DPS, I think we were pretty evenly matched up. Support, I mean, it's always support's fault if you lose anyway. So,
and so so, you know, I would love to talk about this and break this down for the entirety of the show. But the last thing I want to ask, and Jacob, jump in if you have anything to add. But, you know, moving forward, going into the fall and hopefully into the spring where, you know, Lord willing, we're able to have lands, we're able to actually be in the same place at some point. You know, what is next for Northwood? And, you know, how are you guys looking to build onto this invitational win, and what can we expect more from you guys?
Kind of doing a lot of the same stuff, to be honest with you. I kind of have the philosophy that most of these collegiate directors kind of like to run this like a football team, and I kind of think I have the philosophy of let these gamers be gamers. Like, let's like relax a little bit. We'll continue to be pretty relaxed, let them focus on a lot of their contenders and that kind of scrims and stuff, mix in collegiate when it's necessary, because we have quite a bit of collegiate matches with NACE, which is 2 matches a week, and then TESPA, 2 matches a week, so there's plenty of reps to get in. I think when it comes to if it goes to the LAN, which I hope it does, I don't think we'll have that much of a disadvantage, because I know Maryville and Harrisburg have that experience. A lot of our players actually have been to LAN events around the country for Overwatch, so they have that built up. Definitely some stuff we'll definitely tighten up. You never know what could happen. You might see two fresh faces next spring already on the team. Maybe, I don't know. It depends on how things shake out, or if, you know, I've been trying to get Tyler just to stick with Overwatch, because he was unbelievable this last week.
100%.
I'm not even playing it. Like, but, you know, it is. I think he might have scratched that love for Overwatch again. We'll see. No, a lot of that stuff. And then from a program standpoint, we by far have the best Rocket League team in the country. I have 3 players that are in RLSCX right now that got top 12 with their pro teams. I expect a national championship with Rocket League. Anything less is definitely a disappointment for us, for sure. But yeah, no, you'll start hearing more and more about us with some stuff we do with our esports management degree as well. We've been a ton of kids with interest from that around the country. So, but yeah, no, Overwatch, I mean, at this point, you know, we had set our goals. I think we have to readjust our goals to hopefully should win the national championship this year. And we can, right. But then again, Harrisburg's going to be more prepared. Maryville's going to be more prepared. It's the beginning of the year. You know what
well,
I mean?
Well, listen, there's definitely a new sheriff in town, and that sheriff is from Michigan. So thank you so much for joining us, Cody. You already know I got to rep Michigan. But thank you so much for joining us. Oh yeah. I will definitely let you know. Thanks for joining us again. And don't forget, guys, Northway University is a school. Cody Elson, friend of the show, joining us here today. And congratulations one more time on your big Overwatch win at the Harrisburg Invitational.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.